We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Clemens is standing by. So, Mike, the key word kept you hearing there is humble. Everybody's humbled and wake-up call and humbled. So do you get the sense this week seeing this team that they're humbled?
Yeah, they do. There was a lot more focus. It was a quieter locker room. Some guys not coming out to talk. They want to turn it around. They need to find what they had going on in the middle of the season. It's probably really not a 7-2 team. Maybe a little bit more like 6-3, 5-4. So I think they got some breaks against the Raiders. Look at the Raiders last night, number 16, that wide receiver that Derek Carr had. He was back last night. That would have made a big difference for the Raiders in Green Bay. The Raiders had that ridiculous schedule. They had 7 games on the road. The Chargers and Phillip throwing like 3 picks last night. Raiders coming in with a game-winning drive at home in Oakland and all that. But, you know, both of those teams, where they're at and how the Packers measured up. I don't think the Packers could have beat anybody last Sunday. They were so flat. They were not themselves. 3 false starts, delay of game penalties, an interesting situation where LaFleur says, you know, we couldn't even get to our plays, which I don't fully understand. I mean, you know, if your defense gets a stop and you get the ball for a second or third possession in the first half, you do something. You win. You don't have a false start. You run the ball 2 or 3 times and you know, you have to take over, but they never found that. And so it's as if he kept on saying, I got all these really cool plays for first and second down that I got scripted for the start of the game, but I had to keep on going to my third long menu because of the penalties. Well, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. It doesn't me either.
As an excuse. But I asked Aaron, you know, I mean, there's like a trust thing there. It's like, all right, do you want to talk more about this or what? What did you mean when you came out in the post game and said, we probably could have spent those 48 hours in L.A. more wisely?
It was such a different feeling. You know, we just didn't have that normal juice. I just felt like, you know, maybe we got to, I don't know, rest more guys on, you know, on the day off or whatever. We just look at what we did on those 2 days and make sure that, you know, we were feeling super energetic on game day. You know, I'm not calling anybody specifically out. I was just saying that there was obviously something, you know, that threw us off a little bit energetically, and we just got to fix that for our next trip.
Look, the energy was down. I don't dispute that. It was down both offensively and defensively, and you've got a Carolina team coming in that, you know, defensively, they're not great. You can score some points on them, but obviously their offense and their running game is really, really solid, and you've got to figure out a way to kind of contain Christian McCaffrey, and they're doing it without, you know, the effect of Cam Newton. So, you know, Mike, I just feel that the Packers are going to refocus and get a win in this ballgame.
Carolina Panthers were 0-2 with Cam Newton. I watched a couple of those games. I don't think Cam Newton has been the same since he lost the Super Bowl.
I agree with you. Since he walked off the stage in post-Super Bowl fashion.
And wouldn't talk to
us. I don't think he's been the same guy, right? I don't think he's the same guy.
No. It's like, you know, it's like he just wants, he's been wanting to take his marbles and go home. Who knows? And with this foot injury and the shoulder injury last year, maybe he's the next Andrew Luck. Maybe he just says, you know, I don't do this anymore.
Right.
Because, you know, and the style of play, big guy, big arm, run all over the field and, you know, and improvise. Well, and Norv Turner's pretty much brought in by Ron Rivera to say, okay, try and find an offense that you can gear towards Cam. Now it's Norv is running the offense and Kyle Allen, the kid, the 23-year-old, you know, hey, just run the offense that Norv wants to run. Get the ball into Christian McCaffrey's hands. Use him. Use these wide receivers you got in Moore and Curtis Samuels, and you still got the veteran Greg Olsen. So Kyle Allen, now, the first 2 or 3 days, this was a bombshell that Cam Newton's on IR because everyone's sensing that the franchise wants to move on from their franchise player. So this 23-year-old quarterback who's 5-1, since he started, was asked, you know, with this foot injury, I mean, has Cam actually been around the facility?
Yeah, he was around a lot. He's like that. Like I tell you guys every week, he's always around. We're always talking. I mean, you can say a lot about Cam, but dude is the heart and soul of this team, just like Christian is, and he's a leader in this locker room, and he's there for me and Will, and he's there for this team as much as he can be. So we appreciate him.
I've thought that this is a real 50-50 game, Bill, but at the end of the day, I'm simply going to pick it because of the location. If this game was in Carolina right now, I'd probably pick the Panthers. This game in Green Bay, 35 degrees on Sunday, the snow that we've had, could have a little bit of snow showers. I'm just going to give it to the Packers because of that. But I think these are two evenly matched teams. And I like this Kyle Allen story. I actually had a friend, a doctor, who said, we're going to the game. He said, I interned at Frater Hospital in Milwaukee, and one of my friends there, her nephew is Kyle Allen. I go, really? I said, because, wow. You know, I'd heard this story earlier in the week. You know, one of those Charlotte reporters asked Kyle Allen about going up there to the frozen tundra.
Talk about the challenge of going back on the road to Green Bay where it's supposed to be snowing and high 32 degrees and all and just playing up there.
It's exciting, man. My family grew up in Wisconsin and Milwaukee, and I grew up watching Green Bay games. So to be able to play in Green Bay and against a great team who's playing really well right now, it's going to be an awesome challenge. We're excited for it. But we got to watch this tape, see what it is, and I know we're excited.
So these friends of his family, Bill, told me that Kyle Allen is a kid who was recruited by Wisconsin, and he was actually leaning toward taking an offer to go to Ohio State. But he knew that would hurt his relatives' feelings in Wisconsin.
Right.
So he went for Texas A&M, later changed to Houston, undrafted player picked up by the Panthers, and look at him now. The kid's 5-1 right now.
Yep, no doubt. For all the talk we have about Allen, on the opposite side of the spectrum, there's also Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah,
There's the pass game, and now we get the run game, which is going to get most of the focus. Look, I've said all along for people that say, well, you got to stop McCaffrey, you're not going to stop him. What you're hoping to do is, you know, 120, 150 yards, don't let him into the end zone numerous times, and, you know, continue to bend but don't break. And if the Packers get a lead, maybe they go to the passing game, they get a couple of turnovers. That has been the recipe for them to get success.
The Panther fans are cheering MVP for this guy. They might have a case. He's been the number two running back behind the Vikings, Dalvin Cook. And Christian McCaffrey says, you know what, I got a team out there on the field that's blocking the way for me.
You know, we have so many guys on our team who are very, very unselfish, who do so much. You know, I think football is the biggest team game ever. And when you got guys, even like Greg Olsen, you know, Greg Olsen's a guy who's had 1,000-yard receiving years. And, you know, he's a guy that's not afraid to stick his head in there and block. And that says a lot about who he is and about who this team is. So I'm very fortunate to be able to play with guys like that.
So in the Packers' defensive meetings this week, Mike Pettine gets up there, and he's asked about the skills of Christian McCaffrey.
Has great vision. He's always moving forward. For a guy that's relatively slight, he runs upright. He does take some hits, but he ends up breaking tackles, bouncing off guys. You know, when he sees a crack, he puts his foot in the ground and takes it. There's not a lot of dancing. When he sees it, he goes, and that's one of the reasons why he's hit some of the big runs that he's hit, because he's decisive. You know, the offensive line's done a good job, and he doesn't need a lot of space, and when it's there, he takes it.
So Mike Pettine was asked, you know, when you're going against an offensive scout team, is there a guy that's on the Packers that can actually mimic Christian McCaffrey?
You know, not really. I don't think, you know, if he could mimic him, he'd probably be playing with the varsity. So you do the best, you know, the best that you can. But our guys understand that how special a back he is. I mean, averaging it, you know, leading the league, and I think average, yards per game or yards per carry. I mean, it's impressive.
Yeah, if we really had a guy that could play or could be Christian McCaffrey, he'd be starting behind Aaron Rodgers.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. Unless you put a fast linebacker or something back there, I guess is the way to do it. Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. Mike Clemens joining us in studio in Milwaukee. I am broadcasting live at the Menominee Nation Arena here in Oshkosh, getting you ready for the Wisconsin Herd, who open up their season tonight. This portion of the program also brought to you by our good friends. They're going to be helping us out by sending us to Super Bowl as well, and looking forward to it. And I call him Doc Paul. Everybody else knows him as Dr. Paul Levine out in Brown Deer, and for a long time I've been going to him, and it's all because I ended up breaking a tooth and needed like some emergency care, and I found him on Facebook and said, hey, I'll meet you over at the office, and that's what we did. And man, he's been fantastic for dental restorations, makeovers, cosmetic makeovers, emergencies like I had, or just, you know, patients of all ages with a convenient one-stop destination for your family. That is Dr. Paul Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E, LevineDental.com. That's LevineDental.com. And also our buddy Mike Mack. I hate to say it, but tax season's right around the corner. Tax attorney Mike Mack, a proven track record of helping Wisconsinites and business owners, by the way, eliminate tax problems. Go to MikeMack.com. That's MikeMack.com. And see for yourself what he can do for you. A good guy to have on your side when you have to battle the IRS. Also, our buddy Jeff and everybody out at Stoley's Hog Alley. I was seeing some of their pictures on Facebook. Great fish fry coming up tonight. They've got some new dishes out there as well. You got to stop in. Just, you're looking maybe to feel that biker type of mentality while the snow's on the ground and you're not out there riding right now, but go to a good place and have a good time with the good people. Got Stoley's Hog Alley out there in Oconomowoc on Venice Beach Road. Stop in and tell everybody we said hi, and they've got, like I said, a fish fry tonight. Lunch is 11 to 5 daily. Stop in and enjoy yourself at Stoley's. We're going to come back. More of Mike Clemens in studio with us as we continue to talk about the Packers. We got more right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Yeah, I just want to see a consistent play down in and down out. There's been glimpses of really good play, but then there's been spells of guys. All it takes is one guy to bust an assignment. We've got to be disciplined. We've got to be much better at our tackling and finishing. But that's what we're looking for.
Those are the words of Matt LaFleur, getting you ready for the Carolina Panthers coming to town against the Packers. That game was flexed to 325 this coming Sunday. And one of the last couple of segments of the week for the Bill Michaels Show is we are broadcasting live at the Menominee Nation Arena here in Oshkosh. Getting you ready for the Wisconsin Herds tip-off tonight against the Windy City Bulls. That's a 7 o'clock to a, just about a sold-out crowd here this evening inside the arena. And then don't forget, I'm going to be heading up to Green Bay. I'm going to be at Lodge Kohler. About 5 o'clock, we're going to be meeting up with Mason Crosby. He's going to be our in-person guest tonight. So come on out for the Lodge Kohler kickoff. I'm coming back down here to catch part of the Herd game this evening as well. So I'm back and forth and then back into Milwaukee later tonight. Tomorrow, got a benefit out in Watertown with Lynn Dickey tomorrow night. Looking forward to that. And it's been on my schedule, but I kind of forgot about it. And Lynn texted me yesterday and said, hey, looking forward to Saturday night. I'm glad he did. So we're going to have a good time on the stage out there this coming Saturday night, and then back up in Green Bay for the game on Sunday. So a lot of stuff going on. And just want to remind you, though, Mason Crosby tonight, our special guest for the Lodge Kohler kickoff. Tape it at 5, airs at 6 on many of these same stations. Mike Clemens joining us in studio back in Milwaukee. As Matt LaFleur there, trying to talk about the defense, how they need to kind of regroup, if you will, step it up against the Panthers, because McCaffrey is he's a beast. And, you know, you let those guys get wild, they start to control the clock in the run game, and it could be a long day for the Packers.
So we're looking at the roster on defense, and this one player that they've sort of anxiously been waiting to bring back in is Ibrahim Campbell, who last year they picked up. Now, this guy's been in the league 5-6 years. He's played for 4 or 5 different teams, including the Jets and Ravens, a couple of others. And he would played for about 3 or 4 games last year, and they were really excited about how fast he picked up their system, the smart decisions he made, and how he played on special teams. And then it was almost a year ago, what was that, December 2nd, when the Packers played the Cardinals. And on that slippery turf, the day that McCarthy got fired, he slipped on some punt coverage, tore an ACL. So here he is back on the field in 11 months, coming off a torn ACL. And I talked to him about, you know, this must be tough where the Packers released him, and he was sitting at home all last spring. It must be tough to sort of keep up knowing that at some point Green Bay might bring you back.
At the end of the day, it kind of was a situation where when my number was called, I stepped up to the plate, and that's really all it was. It was nothing spectacular, you know what I mean? I was just doing my job the best way I know how.
So after the injury, and then you wait, and then you have your surgery, and you start your rehab, how are you in terms of you still looking at what you learned from your job?
Yeah, it's a little bit tough to kind of stay kind of in tune with that kind of stuff just because you don't have the same kind of access to whether it be like film or playbook kind of stuff. But I've been playing this game since I was 10 years old. Football isn't turning to rocket science anytime soon. So, you know, it's a very simple game. The movements, the concepts, they're all pretty universal when it comes to this game.
Well, they're excited about this guy because, you know what, Bill? I think they really miss Raven Green, you know, who they had to put on IR.
Right.
That hybrid safety. And this gets into the whole question about what this Packers defense is going to do when it comes to stopping the run. They couldn't stop Delvin Cook on the 75-yarder when they played the Vikings. Remember Philip Lindsay, the guy from the Broncos who was just gashing them? Or right. How about Miles Sanders? I think he had 100 yards against them when they lost to the Eagles at home. And now you got Christian McCaffrey. And then this goes into the whole discussion about Blake Martinez. And, you know, Chuck Freeman and Bart Winkler were talking about this a little bit this morning. I thought they had a pretty interesting discussion because there are so many fans that say, you know, Blake Martinez, this is the weak spot. This is why you can't stop the run. This is why you can't stop plays up the middle like Melvin Gordon last week against the Chargers. This is the irony is that Blake Martinez leads the NFL in tackles. But, people are saying, well, he's just not dynamic enough. Well, here's the other thing, too. Last couple of weeks, guy's been playing with a broken hand. His hand in a drill about 2 weeks ago. He's going to have to wear that cast through another week or two. Maybe gets it off on the bye when they play the 49ers. And we asked Blake this week, so what's it like playing with a cast on your hand?
Not great. I'm hoping soon. I think it's all off how they feel and how the x-rays look and CT scans and stuff like that. Just something working through every day.
How do you play linebacker with a pad hand?
Very hard. It's basically playing linebacker with one hand. Not how I want to play. Been kind of disappointed going back last game and this game. Just on how I want to get off blocks, do things. Hasn't allowed me to kind of play how I was playing earlier in the season.
And people compare him to A.J. Hawk, who was like, well, you know, A.J. Hawk, yeah, sure, franchise leader in tackles, but what did he really do? Well, there's plays. A.J. Hawk came up with some interceptions and made some key turnovers, but not enough where, he was the Pro Bowler and he stood out. And people thought for a number 5 overall pick, you should have gotten a lot more out of A.J. Hawk. And, of course, Blake Martinez, I think, was a 4th-round pick. But that doesn't matter. I'll understand what that Packer fan is saying to say, hey, we're just trying to say you need more. You need another linebacker out there.
Right.
Well, the thing about it is that the defensive coordinator, you know, when you're talking to him about this situation, about Blake Martinez, well, first of all, he says he should be the leading tackler the way this defense is set up. And he, what about Kenny Clark? Well, he's been dealing with some shin injuries. Kenny Clark also now is not sneaking up on anybody. I mean, people are game planning for Kenny Clark and for double teams. But Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator, said last night, you know, this is what we tell guys like Kenny Clark or Dean Lowry if you're being double teamed.
You know, we tell our D linemen, keep your double teams to yourself. We like to occupy two guys. We always feel like if one of our guys can occupy two of theirs, you know, a lot of times defending the run is all about the math at the point of attack. So if it's our one versus their two, now we're free behind him to go make a play. A lot of it is Blake should make a lot of tackles. That's just the nature of the position that he's playing. But I think Blake's very, very hard on himself, perfectionist, wants to get everything right. Overall, he said, some long stretches where he's played really well, and there's been a handful of times where, you know, I'm sure there's some plays he'd went back.
Should there be more game-changing type plays, forced fumbles, sacks, interceptions?
We don't tell guys to chase those plays. You know, if they come to you, they come to you. But I think he does a good job with, you know, when he tackles, he's tackling at the level of the football. You know, he's the second guy in. He's punching at it. I don't ever want guys to feel like they have to come out of structure. Oh, I need to make a big play. That's, you know, I'm supposed to do that. Like, you do it within the framework of your job, and that's how we want it done.
So, Bill, if Kevin King and Jair are on the corners, if Adrian Amos is back playing deep or sometimes up in the box, right? Mm-hmm. If Darnell Savage is out there as the free safety, the speed guy, it's Blake Martinez and your defensive line. And, you know, Mike Pettine is basically saying, you know, if Brian Gutekunst asked him, okay, what do you need going into the next year? I need 2 outside guys. So we got the Smith brothers, right? And that's worked out pretty good. But when it comes to helping out Blake Martinez, they're not using another linebacker. They bring in B.J. Goodson for free from the Giants. He had 13 snaps. They use Will Redmond, an undrafted guy at safety, and sometimes he's that hybrid linebacker guy. He had 22 snaps against the Chargers. Oren Burks, your 3rd-round pick, he only had 8 snaps. So there really isn't another inside linebacker that they seem to believe in or that they even want to put on the field. Mike Pettine wants to play nickel. He wants to play nickel. And when you ask him point blank, you know, isn't the run defense as important as the pass defense?
Run defense, I mean, we've talked about it here before. If you had to prioritize one or the other, you'd say you'd lean more towards the pass. But that doesn't mean that you can't be functional at the one. And that's how I see it. I mean, it's important, but it's not. I can see where that argument could be made.
And you know who's missing in all this? Is Josh Jackson.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
I mean, this was a second-round pick. Now, he came in the spring with the foot injury, took him out of most of camp, and we asked Pettine about that last night, too, and he said, well, you know, we just – because he wasn't active. And he was healthy and inactive for the Chargers game, a second-round pick from last year.
Mm-hmm.
And Pettine said, we can't really find an identity for him.
Right. Well, hey, what about Ty Summers as well, because Ty Summers was the preseason flash.
He did flash. No, he did. I think that's
he was all over the place.
I think that's a good way to describe him. So you know what you're basically looking for is another Luke Kuechly.
Yeah.
Well, what sets Luke Kuechly apart from these other inside linebackers? Here's what your offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hack, is having to deal with on the tape.
You can tell his knowledge of the game is unbelievable. I mean, you can't really fool this guy. I mean, it's one of those things. He's going to study everything from calls to stances to splits. I mean, he'll look all the way out to the wide receivers. I mean, he'll do everything he can to get a tip. I think his edge is not only he's got a great physical ability, but his intelligence is just unbelievable. I mean, you see him checking into things, checking out of things. I mean, he's truly the quarterback of the defense and plays like a top-notch quarterback. So I think that's one of those things that really stands out. So we're going to have to do our best to try to confuse him if we can.
Let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Final segment with Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio. Joining us next on the Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This is an important one for us to bounce back. I think that's the main focus. Obviously, we know what's coming after this week, and we know what's coming after that week as well. You know, this is an important one for us to get back on track, a home game. You know, we've been good at home this year. We're 4-1 and, you know, excited about the weather. You know, the colder the better, I say, this time of year. We can set ourselves up to be in a position to play some really meaningful games in December, but we got to take care of the ones at home.
Those are the words of Aaron Rodgers. Welcome back to the program. Mike Clemens joining us in studio, and also Mike and I are going to be traveling together down to Miami this year for our Super Bowl broadcast, as always, which is brought to you in part by our friends at Pindell. Specialty Machining, where they really believe in taking care of the customer, a great place to work, and they're looking for good people. If you're interested, check them out at Pindell, P-I-N-D-E-L.com in New Berlin, Wisconsin, Pindell.com. Also, don't forget about our friends at Great Lakes Dragaway. 2020, believe it or not, right around the corner. I know there's snow on the ground, but hey, after a huge 2019 season, whether it's the weekend beater or something you've invested your heart and sweat and soul into, you can run it down at Great Lakes Dragaway. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com. That's GreatLakesDragaway.com. And if you're looking for a tremendous place to go in the Menominee Falls area / Brookfield tonight, The Social House. I just saw their post on Facebook, The Social House, Big Fish Fry. And don't forget, they have the highly acclaimed cheese curd burger. And get this, I've been telling you about it. You buy a drink on Sunday morning, you get free pancakes to go along with it. That's on Lisbon Road in Menominee Falls, The Social House, H-A-U-S, Social House. Find them on Facebook and also stop in on Lisbon Road. And we can't say thanks enough to our sponsor, which is Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Visit paysbig.com. That's paysbig.com. They bring you the Mike Clemens reports always. And Mike joining us in studio. So, Mike.
So, I know you talk about this 20 hours a week.
What's that?
Today, I seriously had a thought.
Yes.
What could Green Bay do to actually make it to the Super Bowl this year?
What could they do? I don't know if there's anything more they can do. I mean, to me,
because you know, they got to, you know, they can they beat the 49ers? And they got to beat these Panthers. Find a way to beat the Panthers,
right?
Then they get a bye week, and they can sell scout and retool. And they got all these games that are on the road, and they'll probably take it. You know, lose a couple of games on the road or something. But the Lions, Matthew Stafford, I mean, he leads the league in touchdown passes, and Darrell Bevell has done wonderful things, but their secondary can't keep up, so that's why they're losing games. The Vikings, we all know it's the Kirk Cousins factor. He's got all those weapons, but is he going to throw one away? And I don't think the Bears are going to be able to fix their offense. They don't have a quarterback this year.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've still got a mean, nasty defense. So, that's what's so interesting. What can LaFleur do right now to save this thing? And that's and one of the things is special teams. Special teams is, you know, that seems to have taken a step back. J.K. Scott, a couple of shank punts down there in Kansas City and one last week in Los Angeles. Mason Crosby, your guest tonight, he's holding steady. But the coverages have not been very good. And Sean Menenga said, you know, I got to admit, I've been very conservative. We've been doing so well on defense and then on offense. I don't want to do things to screw up the game, but maybe I need to start taking chances. So that's just sort of the sense of what's going on in Green Bay this week.
Mike, I got to ask you, all the talk this week was about focus. And I'd start out asking you, is this team focused? Focus is one thing, but to come out and play a crisp, clean game, I'm expecting it. I just am. I just think that this is where the character is. I've always said during adversity is when you're going to find out what your character is. So if Matt LaFleur wraps his arms back around this, they get back into their game plan, they do what they've been doing, I'm expecting a really crisp game. I'm not saying their best game, but a really crisp game the way they played against Dallas and Kansas City and the Vikings. Do you see that?
So what does that look like?
That looks like Aaron Rodgers spraying the ball around. They're also getting the run game involved. And the fact that they get up and get some points early, they force the Carolina Panthers into throwing the ball more than they want to run it. The defense being somewhat opportunistic. Mike Pettine doing a few more things to get after the quarterback, and then that's a crisp game.
I'm adamant about Aaron Rodgers getting back under center.
And
misdirection. A fake to Aaron Jones, a handoff to Jamal Williams. Pound the rock up the middle. Then set up jet sweeps. Then set up play action and then start looking for Devontae or, you know, Jimmy Graham on the backside, those kinds of things. They haven't done that. It's been Aaron Rodgers in the shotgun, spreading the ball around, yes, like you said, or looking for the big plays, looking for the mismatch. Aaron Jones up against Hitchens, the linebacker, for 56 yards. They need to keep their defense off the field. Their defense has been on the field 60% of the games. They need to balance out the game a little bit more, and that means possession kinds of drives.
Yeah, no doubt. Mike, always good. I'll see you up there on Sunday, pal.
Thank you, Bill.
All right, buddy. There you go. Mike Clemens joining us in studio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.